You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you're looking for Red Wing conversation, Odyssey.com. Rewind. I have a Tigers power stat and a simple question. Who is most responsible for this? Not solely, but most. Or what is the reason for this? Now, we're going to start by having some fun. The stat is this, Rico. I have taken the last 162 games in the AL Central.
Okay.
And I have the record for each of these teams because I like to back things up. Now, yesterday I said this, and some Tiger fans on Ticket Text, because they're constantly aggrieved. What do you mean it's the worst division in baseball? It's a garbage division, guys. You're a really good team in a really bad division. Both things can be true. And I've said this is the four other teams have unserious ownership to downright cheap owners to downright awful owners, Jerry Reinsdorf. The point is Twins, White Sox, Guardians, Royals, and then we'll get to the Tigers. Last 162 games. From June of last year through today. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think the White Sox record is in that time frame?
It's
just guess the amount of wins in 162 games.
I'll go 65.
Rico says 65. David?
I was going 62.
62. Kenny?
58.
Try 47 and 115. Okay. The Twins. Now, we all remember. They were good until they couldn't win a game. Full collapse. They're absolute hot toilet this year as well, outside of a weird 13-game win streak. Toilet.
So from last June.
162-game sample size. How many wins for the Twins?
68.
David.
75.
We're going to stop right there because David just nailed it. 75 and 87.
Okay.
Also. Toilet water. The Cleveland Guardians since last June.
77.
David, Kenny?
65.
David?
68.
Rico's the closest. 79 and 83.
Okay.
Also under 500. Also a dirt cheap owner. Royals. The Royals?
70.
David?
75.
Kenny?
71.
80 and 82. So not only this season are all four teams in your division under 500, they've been under 500 since last June. This is a garbage division. It's not your problem because you beat everybody. But when I said what I said it for a reason. It's true. Now the Tigers, last 162 games, how many wins?
Because it's up on the board, I'm going to go 91.
Okay.
92.
No, 85.
I like how you made Kenny sound like an idiot. That's amazing. David.
I'll go 89.
All of you are way off.
Whoa.
The Detroit Tigers in their last 162 ball games are 162. The Detroit Tigers, their last full season of baseball split between 2 years, are 38 games over 500. The magic of last year into the magic of this year.
Here, wow.
Yes. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. The Tigers being 162. 100 wins, 62 losses. Who or what is most responsible for that?
That's a good question, Mike.
I do try. It's not all drowning whistles. I'm asking. And I have answers, but I don't want to take them from the people. It can be person or thing who or what is most responsible for this incredible record.
I'm going to go with the manager. I'm going to go with AJ Hinch. I'm going to say that because the way he has manipulated last year, it was the pitching staff and the bullpen and everything that he did. This year, it's the everyday lineup and pinch hitting and all types of things. It's a little bit of the chaos every day, except with days that Scooble goes out and pitches. It's AJ for all of the 4 out of every 5 starts. I'm going to say AJ.
AJ Hinch. And I don't think anyone could yell at you and say, wrong, ridiculous.
He is really doing his job in managing this
chaos.
Team.
Sure.
Every pitch, every at bat, everything that he does, it just seems to work most of the time.
Squeezing every ounce of production out of what he's given. Yeah. Okay, you say AJ Hinch. Kenny, you look poised to speak. Go ahead.
I was until I realized that me and Rico continue to be best friends because
hey!
I also was going to say AJ Hinch primarily because, hey, you can only play who's on your schedule and the division stinks. And if you want to say that's part of the reason why the Tigers have been so good, it's valid because they are very bad in that division that is very bad. But the ability of Hinch to put hitters and fielders in the right position and pitching chaos all at the same time, lineup flexibility, he utilizes it like nobody else. He does a great job with that. And I think that's largely the reason why the Tigers are always in a position where they can beat anybody on their schedule.
Okay, 2 votes for Hinch. David.
I don't want to come off as being negative when I answer this question, which is why I wanted these two to answer
before
me. That's
a hell of a setup right there.
But I'm
not
saying.
How can you be negative about being 38 games over 500?
I'm not saying the Tigers aren't good. I'm not saying that AJ hasn't done a great job. Scott Harris hasn't done a great job. But this division is horrid. I have to. It's the division. It's because the division is so bad, they are able to pad their victories so much. This division is awful. So I'm saying it's the division's fault and the reason why there are 162. They're a good team.
I had 2 answers. And one of them, it's murkier. But look, one of them was Scott Harris. Because one of the things that is most impactful that Scott Harris has been able to do is fix the things behind the curtain. And that is player development. It is the coaching from single A all the way up through the organization. The Tigers, for my entire adult life, had arguably the worst, maybe outside of the Colorado Rockies, the worst player development in baseball. That has been fixed. And Scott Harris, AJ Hinch, it's going to be hard to, I'm not trying to beat your argument, but I looked at it a different way, which was like, look at the pieces that Harris has given Hinch. And Hinch plays them in a particular manner, but Harris has seen things in players that we don't see. And a lot of these nobodies continue to become somebody's. You know, Jamai Jones. Do I give Hinch credit for that when a guy comes up and hits like Ted Williams? I don't know. I feel like that's Scott Harris. Or whether it's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, and what he brought to the team last year, all the way to the Ibanez usage. And look, the truth is it's probably both.
I was about to say, Mike, I think it can be both in a different sport, but it's like the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff. They needed each other. And together, they flourish.
Yes, 100%. The other one was the Scooble stat. If you really think about Scooble, like his last 12 starts, they're 11-1. If I take the aggregate of Scooble starting over the last 162 games, they're probably 20-plus games over 500. Based on him.
Right.
One human. Now, we said it's a multitude of factors. It's going to be Hinch. It's going to be Harris. Scooble, but you could, and I'm not telling you to, and I'm not demanding it. I'm just saying you could say the reason they're capable of this, They never have any long losing streaks. Why? Scooble. Mm-hmm. They, God forbid they get out to a bad start in a series, you know you won't get swept. Scooble. Oh, the series is split. Scooble. It's a series win. Knowing you're sending out the best arm in baseball every effing day. Rico, I kind of went, wow, maybe Scooble, if, remember, not solely, who's most responsible? If they're 36 over 500, 38 in total, and they're 20 plus over 500 in his starts, he technically could be most responsible.
I'm going to say no on Scooble because he's only out there once every four or five starts. So what about the other times? And Mike, as great as he is on the mound, they still got to score runs, and that's where AJ comes in with the lineup that he has. And who's going to go out there? Who's going to be the gym class hero today to hit the two-run bomb that Scooble wins the game 2-0? Who's going to be that guy? So I get what you're saying.
I know.
But the fact that it's once every four or five starts, I can't give it to him.
Just when he's the pitcher of note the last 2 years. Forget about no decisions they go on to win. What do you think their record is in his 34 starts in the last year and a half?
I'll go 22-5.
Try 28-6. And that doesn't include if he leaves the game tied at one or scoreless. Rico, I'm telling you, the Scooble thing is a thing. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing.
It's a thing.
Okay. People, where do you sit on this? Where do you stand?
Good stats.
Just something I wanted to. Look, you know the deal. You and I are simpatico on this. I can't do what other people do. Oh, my God, we shared Scooble with the world last night. 248. I can't do shows like that. I like to talk about the team. And they're 162 over the last 162 games. So 38 over 500. Everybody in your division's under 500. Not only this year, but in that time span. Is it the division? Is it Scooble? Is it Scott Harris and the behind-the-curtain work? Or is it A.J. Hinch, the maestro, the guy, the conductor, pulling all the strings, making all the moves? Right. Who is most responsible for this remarkable sample size?
Yeah. And the reason why I say Hinch, I mean, if you take it, hey, Scott Harris goes and buys all the groceries, but Hinch knows how to add the spices. He knows how to make this thing work and taste great.
248-539-9797. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, glad I put the research into that. You can feel the energy from the people. How, just real quick, just because maybe I'm just a bleep hole. How is it we get full lines on Detroit Red Wings doing nothing, and we get nothing on the Tigers doing everything? Seems kind of weird to me. Whatever.
You want my theory? Or
I don't.
It was a rhetorical question.
Do whatever you want. I'm just saying it's like a super positive topic, and I ask you what I think is a thought-provoking question. Or actually, maybe I should dumb it down. I don't know. Baseball, do you like it? 248. Go
ahead. Catch up on hot dogs. Mike, it's a great question of who's responsible, because you put the research in. I'm going to give you full credit. That those are incredible numbers. And the Tigers being 162 in the last 162 games, as I stated before the break, I give all the credit to AJ. Because Scott, if I can give partial credit, I'll give AJ 75%. I'll give Scott the other 25%. Scott went out there. He got all the pieces. But AJ makes it work. He makes the thing cook. He knows what buttons to push. He knows how to get the most out of every player. Because when you look at the team, you don't see a lineup like you see for the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets. You don't see people saying, oh, wow, I wish I had this Tigers team. No, but he's making it work. Because I think if you ask anybody else and say, hey, you want to swap teams and you coach the Tigers and let me coach this team, they'll say, nah, I'm good. But he knows what he's doing. So I'm giving AJ 75% because he just knows the buttons to push.
David, I guess we'll go to take a text because nobody gives an F. That works.
The Tigers' success last half of last year into this year is due to the culture that management and upper management have set for this team. That's why they keep rolling like they do. Someone else says, it has to be AJ. Is there a war stat for managers? He's been killing it. Someone else says, Fetter. Fetter is the reason for the Tigers' success. Like Rico and Kenny said, AJ versus everybody. Someone else says, it's AJ Hinch. Hands down, no question. He introduced his team to voodoo, and they are doing it in unexpected ways time and time again. That is Sam in Grand Rapids. Take the Tigers' record against the division, and what's the record? The Tigers have an impact on how bad the division is. That is Mark in Lake Orion.
I mean, because another reason why I said, think about this, and Mike, you're a Yankees fan. If you said, hey, Aaron Boone, would you like to manage the Tigers, you think you can get the same? You think Aaron Boone can get the same success with this Tigers team?
No, Aaron Boone's a halfwit. I hate Aaron Boone. You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay,
I would have fired Aaron Boone 5 years ago. Okay. So I.
But what I'm saying is, based off the team that he has,
yeah,
I don't think that managers would be like, oh my God, let me take over this team and look at what I can do.
No, now ask Aaron Boone if he'd rather manage in the AL Central than the AL East. That's a different answer.
Okay.
But no, I think what AJ does is very specific. There's full buy-in, and it's been a masterful job of utilizing all parts. That's part of their business model and how they do things. No, there's no question. No, AJ Hinch is absolutely a better manager than Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone's terrible.
Okay. Bad example.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Managers wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're what he's doing is making the most out of a situation where it's a team that's, they got young potential up and coming stars, but they don't have the flat out outside of Scooble, that superstar player.
Jerry and Troy says the analytics department is the reason for the Tigers' success. It's not even the pitching chaos and the mixing and matching. It's the way he manages, AJ does, the players after the 27th out and before the first pitch. It's crazy. The things that he does. Someone else says, I'm going to go off the board here. I'm going to give Al Avila the credit. This is his team mostly. That is from Rick. I can't believe I'm saying this, but one of the most important persons of the past year for the Tigers' success is Al Avila. He brought this roster here with Green and Torque and others, and they are winning with these guys. I'm with Rico. Last year, it was the bullpen. This year, it's a top five offense. Hinch plays the matchup so well with a bunch of guys that people thought would be in the middle of this terrible division this year.
I mean, the fact of moving Javi to center field, and we all laughed at that. It was like, are you serious? Like, this is where we are? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the bottom of the chili pot. But the joke was on us.
I think credit goes to the team as a whole.
Okay, I'm not listening.
Maybe these guys...
No, stop. Save that for middays. That is the most mealy-mouthed, shaking both hands. No, I'm not listening. That's like saying I hope both teams have fun. I asked you a pointed question. Who deserves most of the credit? You don't get to say...
Everybody.
Everybody. Stop.
Well, he's saying maybe they weren't average players, but they were good players.
Okay.
What he said.
Yeah, okay.
That's Joe at work.
Yep. Joe, go back to work. Let's go to Brent, 97.1. Brent, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking the call, fellas.
Yes, sir.
So, Sutter and that pitching staff, they deserve almost all of the credit. And I just, while I was on here, want to throw a trade idea out to get the superstar that Detroit needs. We give a King's ransom, and we go get Acuna, especially with Kerry Carp and the hamstring issues going on.
Now, the guy you need from the Braves is Marcelo Ozuna. That's the right-handed bat. That's the guy. Much cheaper. You're not going to get a guy off two torn ACLs, and he's still a franchise player for that team. Ozuna's the guy you want.
Not a great guy, but...
No, horrible human being, but he can hit a baseball.
Okay.
So I will look, hey, human being. Yeah. Shout out Pete Rose. Terrible human being. Hall of Famer. What do you want me to tell you? Unless the Tigers are playing in the Integrity Conference, I don't know what to tell you. Ozuna's Ozuna dollar for dollar, acquisition cost, numbers, production, and what he could do here,
yes,
where Hinch would put him in a position to succeed,
yeah,
Ozuna's the hammer you're looking for.
Yeah, he would be the bat that you were looking for. Yeah, I agree, but...
Cutscene, Gator's going to yell at me about Zach McKinstry. 248-539-9797. What? Half the guys at this place don't think we need to make a move for nothing. So what do you want me to say?
Hey, Matt, Detroiters are loyal to their people. These are the guys that got us here. We need to stick with them. Instead, I'm with you. You can always improve. Mm-hmm. You can always push yourself. You can always see if you can get something else. The second you sit back and say good enough is when you get lapped.
He said it all, people. All right, let's go to Harrison, and then we'll move it on. Harrison, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, first, I want to apologize to my group chat for crashing out about the Red Wings earlier. I'm sorry, guys. This is my public apology.
Okay.
Moving to the Tigers. You remember wins above Maton, right? That fun metric we used to use?
Yes.
Wins below Hinch. Take an average manager. How many wins over the last 100 games do we think this Tigers roster would have?
Wow.
There are not, like, there's not some, like, big stretch of bats that I'm really afraid of in this lineup. It's just the way he mixes and matches based on, you know, based on the matchups, based on who's hot right now, based on who can hit pitch X.
I'll give you a number. What if I threw out, and it's a round number, what if I said 20?
I could buy that. I mean, he really is a very intensive, like, old school National League type manager. He's very involved in the game. And he's very good at putting you in situations where, I don't know that I want to go to that pitcher, because the moment I go to that pitcher, AJ's bringing Kerry Carpenter off the bench.
Right.
So now he's got everybody in the back foot all the time. I think 20 is probably a fair number.
Yeah.
Wins below Hinch. That's the metric I measure the Tigers
Harrison,
on right now. That's
why I think he's the reason. Can I ask you one question here about the Wings without you crashing out?
Yeah.
I was trying to stay optimistic, and I was, look, I'm getting very nervous, but I mean, have you given up all hope here? Or are you still holding down the ship? Because they didn't acquire DeBrincat until eight days past free agency.
I respect you for being positive, because I think that's a nice I think that's a nice leaf to turn over for you.
But here comes the garbage can.
We're blowing the whistle in the water, man.
All right.
Just over and over.
I respect it. Harrison, I'm just, because if they don't make a big move, a big trade, then what are we even doing? Like, what is any of it for? It's hard to understand it. You know what I mean? It's
frustrating.
I'm struggling to continue to emotionally invest in them. That's not something we should be talking about in year seven of a general manager that we were all very excited about, myself included.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Harrison. Okay. Having fun. That's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
I mean, you two were having a moment.
I was just talking because Harrison
is
one of our hockey elite, and I wanted to give him a chance to not melt down or whatever he said.
I felt the frustration in both of you. I was just trying to help you out.
I am, because every time I feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, it's nope, that's just a train that's about to run me over. Awesome. Like, that's what it feels like. Oh my God, Tarasenko's gone, light at the end of the tunnel. I'm reaching out for it. And runaway Amtrak, dead. Like, that's what this is. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 97.1, we'll get some of the ticket text in the mix. We just got done with the Tigers power stat, also Red Wings conversation. And look, I wish I had something to sell you. I'm going to maintain hope. Is my optimism waning? Well, sure it is. But I still feel like the Wings have a ton of cap space and there's got to be a trade. There's got to be something Steve's working on, because if I allow myself to live in a world where there's no plan or the actual offseason is some, you know, AHL All-Star and Ian Mitchell or whatever it is, and 37-year-old James Van Riemsdyk. I mean, good God. Yeah, maybe the guy who played in 2013 I'd be excited about. But in the here and now, the Wings have done nothing. Nothing. Getting rid of Tarasenko gave me hope, but there's nothing. They haven't signed anyone. And if you're anti-free agency, you don't like the crop, you don't want to overpay, I've heard all of these concerns. I'm not mad at you. I understand them. But I've said from the beginning, it's all about trades. It's the same thing. We're going to get into this Pistons thing.
How you enjoying your offseason? Ah, let's run it back. We like our guys. Do you? Do you? Because now you just paid Caris LeVert $15 million a year.
And the other guy you can't really touch right now. So
what?
No, I'm just saying with the
you can't sign Beasley right now under investigation. And look, the bottom line is, Rico, even the guy they're rumored to be talking about, we'll do it in the 5 o'clock. It's all redundancy. You're going to have three guys who all do the same thing in a year where I got to develop one in particular. We'll talk about it because I know you have a strong opinion. But I wish I had something to update you on. And the reason you've heard David playing that clip from Titanic is, yes, I'm freezing in the water because I won't give up. Because if they don't do anything and the offseason is the John Gibson trade, giving away Tarasenko, and three complete nothing burger signings. I mean, they are nothing. Then I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here. And I don't think that's unfair to say that. So I'm going to wait. I'll probably look like a bigger fool than I already am. And that's where we are. But we did a couple hours on that. If you want hockey talk, it's there. A lot of people had a lot to say. David, the ticket tech's coming in, and I'm sure Kenny is going to be a smartass and tell me the Wings have just signed Lamb Chops from the TV show.
Didn't have that one on the card.
The Lightning team's best players were not picked by Yzerman. People just overrated him. That is Jay in Canton.
Look, yes, he inherited. Well, he inherits Stamkos and Martin St. Louis, and he inherited.
Kucherov, I think?
No, he drafted Kucherov.
He had like two or three Hall of Fame guys.
He inherited Victor Hedman, didn't he?
Victor Hedman, that's what I'm thinking.
But he drafted Kucherov. He drafted Braden Point.
I mean, he's never put his drafting into question, though. That's not what we're talking about. It's pro scouting.
Well, right. That's the whole idea is you have to make trades in order to get. Look, Zito in Florida, only 20% of that team was drafted. It's a pro scouting masterclass. And I understand. Okay, no state tax. That can't be the excuse for everything. And it's also, they cheated the salary cap with the long term. Okay, that's a new thing.
But also, it's allowed. I mean, You can say it's wrong. You can say it's not a moral way of winning a cup, but you won a cup. I don't care what you did. You followed the rules. There's nothing. There's no rule against it. At least there wasn't. There's about to be.
Yes. Oh, Jacob Bernard Docker. That's the other guy they signed. Who?
Felt like Stevie was clearing space to get Ekblad, only for him to take a huge discount and stay in Florida. But no excuse, Steve. You still have to go get someone. Hockey Elite here from Paul in Dearborn. He says, I'm done on Yzerman. I've given up. The whole narrative that the free agent market is thin, stupid. There were depth guys on D like Nate Schmidt. Upgrades to what we have that Steve didn't sign for some apparent reason. Too scared to make a move, and I'm out.
Look, I got to wait. I have to wait until at least a reasonable amount of time goes by. It's day one of free agency. Trades can happen. Things can happen. Mm-hmm. I can't say that, but all I can tell you is if this is the roster on opening night, I would be joining that person.
Not to be redundant, but the free agency market's hard. Trading is hard. Oh, that's what the money's for.
I know that.
But I'm just tired of that being an excuse.
Without the snap, way to go, Kenny.
Yeah, but Kenny, I think the thing there's a disconnect for me is like whether it's media or fan media or fans outright, there's still a sect of this fan base that's defending this, and I don't understand.
I feel like we just operate in two separate realities at this point. You can either believe that, I mean, you can believe Steve has something cooking, like you do.
And I think, that's why.
And then there's the people that just blindly follow.
Yeah, because he knows more about hockey than we all do, so he's got a plan.
He's the GM of your team.
And it's going to work, because if you don't say it's going to work, you realize that maybe you've wasted a lot of years for something that's not going to happen.
Also, if you're that worried about the free agent market, trading is probably your best option. We addressed it earlier in the show.
I've said that for how long?
Yep.
It's never about free agency to me. You know, I wouldn't mind participating, but your best players are going to be available via trade. And like even today, Byram is out there, and are the Wings involved? Not per Elliot Friedman. If there's a plan, I'm struggling to see what it is. And that doesn't mean I'm supposed to,
But I don't know what dots I can connect.
Unless they catch lightning in a bottle, similar to what the Tigers did, where it's like, okay, we were all about waiting for the kids, and then some of the guys came up, and lo and behold, they started winning.
But can I – all right. If I say this, I don't want you judging or getting angry or the people. Nothing that took place last year was planned. That was once-in-a-lifetime magic.
I said they caught lightning in a bottle.
They got happened. Now, this year, they get full marks. But, like, when it went the way it went and you traded your second-best arm and you were 9.5 games out of first, man, I won't forget the quote where they sat down to breakfast and goes, how do we survive the rest of the season?
Yes. This is a 30-for-30 in the making. And I would be glued to the television set of just all the behind the scenes and all the decisions that were made and not made during this time period. Because you're right. At some point, it was like, oh, well, what do we do next? Wait, we just won a couple in a row. Let's keep this thing going.
I guess I'm just confused as to what he's actually doing. Does he not realize that the trade market is open? How do you just act like your team is just perfect and nothing needs to change?
I talked about this all last week. Every media report from the NHL insiders, if you were going to pull a big move off, it was going to happen last week. Why do you think I was so into this Noah Dobson thing? Well, now we're sitting here and I'm going, all right, he's got something up his sleeve. I'm using the DeBrincat thing as recent history. Am I feeling as optimistic as I was yesterday? Of course not. I'd be lying to you. But I mean, I've already gone all in. I'll live with it. Because on the other side of this is just apathy. If they don't do anything, it's just complete and utter, for me, apathy. There's not anger. There's no like throwing a chair. Just deal with it then. If you're not going to operate like you care, then why should I? And every fan can make their own choice, and that's fine. And I don't know what we're doing here, man. I don't get it.
I'm with you.
Where is it? Like a level of urgency, much less outright urgency. Where is it?
I think more so you just want to know what exactly are we doing?
I know.
You're tired of going around in circles and it's just like, how is this any different from last year or the summer before that?
It's not.
And that's where the insanity kicks in. Do something different.
248-539-9797. So we can wrap about that, wrap about the Tigers. We do want to mix in the Pistons. I really feel like this offseason has gone off the rails. Yes, part of that is out of your control, but I think you had a faulty plan from the start, which I said from the minute Trajan Langdon spoke, and I think you got worse.
Well, Tim Hardaway Jr. is now a Nugget. 1 year deal.
So okay, then you know what? Then we've got to say Trajan's cooking. No, I mean, I'm serious. All right, Beasley to the Feds, Hardaway to the Nuggets, and Schroeder to the Kings. Now, I understand the NBA is the weirdest CBA of all CBAs, and now Schroeder's signing, but it could be maybe not, and it could turn into a sign and trade.
Huh?
Okay, well, then it turns into the Malik Monk show. I have reservations. We can talk about it, but this was my problem from Jump Street. The idea that running it back was going to make you better was a falsity. I don't believe that to be true. Well, now you didn't get to run it back. And you still have the dead body of Fontecchio on the roster. And you signed a player I simply don't like in Caris LeVert. So now what? Well, Rico might have your answer for you. We'll get into it. And we'll take some of your phone calls. 97.1. Okay, then. sorry. You never have a zesty one-liner to your co-host. Never.
No.
Right before a commercial break ends.
No.
We'll do it live. Okay. So listen, David, I'll go to the phones and then we can get into the Pistons thing because Rico wants to sell you a pen. And we can talk about it, but I want to have a more larger scale conversation about the Pistons because I think you done messed up. And I think Malik Beasley gave you a way out and you still chose violence. So we'll talk about it. Let's go to Reno 97.1. Reno, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Hey, real quick, Mike, my wife called me after the Titanic bit, and I thought somebody died because she was crying laughing. I thought somebody in the family just passed away. It took her 10 minutes before she got her you-know-what together, that laughing her ass off so much. So thanks for that one.
I'm sorry for the scare, but I appreciate that we entertained her. But yes.
Oh, my good Lord. So anyway, Mike, you mentioned urgency. One thing that scared me or alarmed me was about 3 or 4 days ago, Eisenman, if I'm not quoting directly, it's within a few syllables. He said, well, we're going to wait till we don't know what's going on, but we're going to wait till after things settle down after the trade deadline and see where we're at. To me, that translates to let's see what garbage we can get after everybody else has picked what's there. I mean, Yarmir Yager and Keith Primo, I hear they're working out. Maybe we can sign them to a 13-month contract. I'd like them at this point, like to have him sign anybody to something more than a year just to show he can do it. Of course, I'm being a smartass, but it's like, it's just real. It's almost shy of do something, even if it's wrong. And the point of that is it just seems wrong at this point. We're just wasting cap space. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't. None of it feels impactful. None of it feels like it's moving us towards the goal. And look, Reno, I've gotten into it with some of the ardent Eiserman supporters, and they'll tell you, well, the goal isn't making the playoffs, it's winning a cup. And then you're like, all right, well, what are they doing right now to get closer to that? And they're like, well, you're stupid, you don't know puck, and it's all going to work out in the next 20 years.
Yeah, give it time.
I'm sorry, but in year seven, I got to feel like we're moving closer to something. And Reno, the problem is, look, Washington went from being fringy to elite. Montreal went from being a bottom dweller to better than you. Ottawa, who we make fun of, has done all the things we've wanted to do. They're better than you. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, and everybody else has done it the right way. I mean, we all know that he's great with the draft and all that, but mixing guys that are, 35 years old, 36, it's like Cobb with the Tigers. The guy's going to retire, for God's sake, and we offer him 15. It's like, it seems no different with what we're doing with the wing. So it's just, I hope the hell I'm wrong big time that we got something going on.
Yeah, and the difference with the Tigers is they're winning, right?
Right,
exactly. So you can let go of a Maeda signing or... Look, the Alex Cobb thing, I'll be honest, Reno, you don't need him in April, May, and June. If Alex Cobb can give you 80 quality innings in August and September, it will have worked out. That's where I'm waiting. I want to see him pitch before I say starting pitching's a need. He needs to pitch. But it's a lot like the Job thing. I'm sad he's hurt, and I'm more sad he won't be around next year. He was never going to pitch meaningful innings for this team as a starter in August and September. He's never pitched more than 90 innings as a pro.
No, I still saw him coming out of the pen if they made a playoff
run. You're right, and there might have been a meaningful moment then.
Right.
But, man, with the Wings, you're not winning, and we've had callers make a fair point. Like when you bring in these Van Riemsdyks and you bring in the Craig Smiths and you bring in the filler, well, then you're blocking. At that point, why not just play a kid?
And see what you got.
If we're going to lose.
Right. But at least they get experience. It's like Job. When you put him in against the Guardians last year, he didn't look great, but you know what he got? Playoff experience.
Let's go to Nolan, 97.1. Nolan, what's going on, buddy?
How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
So I was wanting to get in this conversation with who to give the credit for with the Tigers over the last couple seasons. And, after being, horrible for a decade and particularly putrid at, like you said, development, free agent signings, what have you, I think a lot of the credit I have to give is to Scott Harris and particularly the hirings he had in the beginning of his tenure, I believe in 22. The scouting directors, I know we got a lot from the Tampa Bay Rays, which they've been one of the better development teams in baseball. And just kind of setting this winning culture throughout not just the, the Tigers organization, but from top to bottom to rookie ball all the way to the Mud Hens even too. All these teams are above 500 and winning baseball games with a lot of talent, especially the low levels of the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, the Harris point, I agree with is it's the behind-the-scenes stuff. Shaping player development is not easy to do, but it feels like he's done it in a very, very expedient manner to where now I actually, and I've never been able to say this, Nolan, I've been on the air since January 1st of 2004. I have never in my lifetime said it before now where I feel absolute confidence. The Tigers can fix people, especially hitters. Like, they went between Travis Freiman and Curtis Granderson into producing all-stars. Like, they never produced anything. Now, I actually have hope that they're going to be a team much like Cleveland has been. You're going to produce people. I think Scott Harris deserves credit for that.
100%. And I think, you know, I think being a model, you know, even as much as I can't stand Cleveland, being a model like Cleveland, I think, is a good comparison. But the thing is that I think that he needs to stand out here and has an opportunity to at the deadline is kind of what you've been saying, you know, the last couple of years and a couple of seasons for teams in Detroit to have a killer instinct at the deadline or in free agency to, like, you know, kind of ask the question, why are we playing the games if we're not trying to really go all in for a championship? And, you know, in this window with Skubal as well, you know, being at least 2 years, hopefully more, but probably 2 years that we all have to accept that. And that they have an opportunity to absolutely have, you know, a killer move to really put a leg up over a lot of
league. Honestly, Nolan, I think they will. I have no reason to believe they won't. And I'm going to take Scott Harris at his word. They're going to look in the mirror and address their needs. They know they need bullpen arms. They know in their heart they need a right-handed bat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, show me Aroldis Chapman and Marcell Ozuna. Now, is that a double dip of bad human beings? Yes. But can they help you win a World Series? Also, yes.
And will you care if you win a World Series?
Absolutely not. So, yeah, Nolan, I'm with you. And look, I think it'll put more heat on Iserman. The reality is, I mean, think about it. If the Tigers go all in and the Tigers are in the World Series and the Wings are doing nothing and still mired in the longest playoff drought of their existence.
You become the fourth team in this city.
Oh, they're a distant fourth.
Right. That's just,
like, distant. Yeah. Distant.
Behind the Michigan Panthers.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, I just, I'm really hoping, and I know hope is definitely not a strategy. I'm just hoping Stevie's got something cooked up, because ask yourself the question, have the Red Wings gotten better? No. I'm sorry. First of all, John Gibson's got to stay healthy. Second of all, if you're going to tell me, and you're right, well, he played in Anaheim where they gave up more shots than anybody else. Right. And he's coming here where you have a bad defense and the worst penalty kill in the history of the sport. Not exactly going from the outhouse to the penthouse. So, again, oft injured plus bad situation. Have the Wings gotten better defensively? Have they gotten better on the penalty kill? No.
No.
Have the Wings gotten better offensively?
No and no.
No. No and no. So, like, I don't know what to say. I swear to God, if you're going to play that whistle again, we're going to have a real problem.
No.
Thank you. Okay, that's better. I'll take that. 248-539-9797. We've got people who want to talk. We got Rico selling you a pen. We're going to do it next as well. We're going to have three different topics rolling in the 5 o'clock. Why? Because we're adults. Do whatever we want. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.